And good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And I got to tell you, we're having ourselves a little bit of an interesting time as we go through this little thing that we call the coronavirus and a little bit of the stuff that's been going on there. And with us, we have today Miss Jennifer Aniston. She's here with Elder Care. And got a couple of things going on. First of all, some changes in some of the things that are happening with the physical property and a few things there. So yeah. Let's start with that.
Well, you know, I think everyone's finding themselves in a new uncharted waters as well. So with everything going on in the community, Elder Care, you know, in March decided that a lot of our programs, you know, we wanted people to be safe. So our building's really close to the public right now until we feel like it's safer for people to come back in. So our doctor, Dr. Gerald, I mean, he's obviously still seeing patients. You know, that's a really critical need for many people in our community who are seeing him as a primary care physician. So if you are a patient of Dr. Gerald and you need help or you need an appointment, you just still call the clinic and they'll schedule an appointment and you can come into the building and come see your doctor still. But really, outside of coming in and seeing Dr. Gerald, there's not any foot traffic.
That's for sure. And that's for everybody's health and well-being for right now.
It is, you know, and the thing is, everyone's at risk. You know, everyone could catch this virus, and but it seems to hit those who are 65 or older a little harder, potentially, or those with underlying health issues, you know, as you hear. And That's a lot of people who we're committed to serving, and that's our kind of population that we're there. And so we thought, we don't even want to take the chance. We don't want to be a reason that you feel like you got to get out of the house and go do something. So, our building is close to the public. We're not really having anybody there. There's very few staff that are there. So if you were to call, you're going to get this voicemail and it's going to say, hey, you know, due to the current situation, we're closed. But what I do want to say is if you leave a message, if you still need help or you're looking for an answer or somebody specific, there is a staff member coming in and we're checking those messages. We're making sure they're getting to where they need to be so that we can still return calls. Just because our building is closed doesn't necessarily mean our programs are closed. We still have staff working at home, calling clients, checking on them. We're still, if you have a care manager, they're still calling and checking and coordinating that care for people in the homes. If you are on our Brighter Living Services and you have someone who is coming out and helping you in the home or doing companion services, those services are still critical. You know, there are still people who need us to come out and do those things. And we still have workers who go into the homes. They're still going into the homes where it's safe, where we can still fill that need. So it may feel like our big old empty building is there, but there are still a lot of staff kind of turning the wheels and still doing a lot of things. So I definitely encourage, if you have a question or anything, just call. The message is long. We're putting it out there so everyone knows, but you can wait and leave a message. And I'm usually there every day checking those messages, making sure that we're addressing as many needs as we can, or you can email us if you've got email at info@abouteldercare.org or send us a message on Facebook. You know, we're still monitoring all of that stuff so that we can still provide everything that we can, you know, as long as it's safe and for as long as we can. So
it is a strange time. We're all masking. I'm doing my little
mask. I know. I was here. Like, I've got mine here. You know, it's a little hard to.
The only time it comes off is when we have to talk on the air, then we bleach the studio afterwards. Oh, that's my new cologne. Bleach.
Yeah, it's very. I think everyone's a little bleach or Lysol or something. You know, it is. It's a strange time.
It is
for sure.
Now, with this, we've got some disappointing news because I was looking forward to this. The big, the bad, the barbecue. We've had a change in this.
We have, you know, so every year for this would have been 22 years, so 21 years before this, we've done the good, the bad, the barbecue, Mother Day weekends. It's Elder Care's biggest fundraiser that we do. But after talking with our community and our boards and our and just various people, Elder Care's decided to cancel that fundraiser this year. So we won't be having the good, the bad, the barbecue at the Hughes Ranch this year. It was supposed to be our big, you know, rollout at the Hughes Ranch. But, you know, we want to make sure people are safe and we're going to be outdoors. And, you know, you feel like there's maybe a little less risk when you're outdoors. But, you know, we have 900 people who can come. So, you know, based on, you know, the the state's kind of regulations at this point and what's being recommended for not large groups. We just couldn't find a way forward with that. We didn't feel safe doing that. Mm-hmm. And we considered rescheduling it, and we kind of looked at all of our own scenarios, what worked best for elder care and our staff and our, mm-hmm. our committee, who sets aside so much time of the first part of the year to help us. And we just decided canceling this year would be best for us, you know, as an organization. So it is disappointing. I mean, I was really looking forward to being out at the Q's Ranch for the first year, but we just have to do what's best for everybody, and, mm-hmm. and that's what it is. So we've been very fortunate that the sponsors who have come aside, you know, beside us have been gracious and understanding, and I know the community will be too. So it's a disappointing. It's new. I think many organizations and many companies are making these kind of strange decisions they never thought they'd have to have to make.
Yeah. This is so surreal.
Yeah.
Is the way we're kind of putting it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot that we do each and every day here at the radio station, but it is under such a different set of circumstances. Many of the days are starting to look the same.
The same. I know. Well, and it is just strange. You know, we laugh. You know, everyone talks about, you know, working from home always felt like the thing you want to do. You know, you're like, yeah, I would stay at home. And I think after a couple of weeks, everyone's like, okay, well, maybe we don't like this full-time at home kind of thing. So I think everyone's in this surreal kind of world. And there's a lot of things you don't think about, like, oh, I'm working from home and I need copy paper, or I need, you know, things you don't think about. So what I will say is, you know, even though we're disappointed with the barbecue, you know, for the community, support is still needed. You know, mm-hmm. we won't be having an event, which means there's no live auction, there's no silent auction, sponsorship, ticket sales. Those things aren't going to continue to come in. And this is a big financial piece of our budget every year. So it wasn't taken lightly when we chose to cancel it. So if you're still a business or an individual and you're looking for ways to give back to the community, whether it's now or later in the year, we hope that you'll think of us and what we do for our community and consider making a donation still to elder care to kind of offset that might happen, you know, that financial shortfall that could happen when you cancel your big fundraising event. And so we are taking donations. We've kind of said, if you want to buy a virtual ticket to a non-event, if you still want to go out to the website and just buy a ticket for an event we're not having, it's still up. You still can do that. You can still use that mm-hmm. as a tax write-off kind of thing. So those options are there as well. So,
well, that's good. I mean, it's tough that you had to make that call, but I have a feeling that people will support anyway, because yeah. elder care here in Washington County, I mean, you do so much for so many. Yeah. And it's something that doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. And what I would like to say here is, you know, we've talked about our building being closed and all that. But, you know, for those in the community who still have a need, if you're still 60 or older, or you have a parent mm-hmm. who still has a need, we're doing our best to meet every one of those where we can. And so if you're still looking for help in the home now, maybe you were never looking for help in the home, but now that you're at home more, you're not able to get out, we still may be able to fill that need through our Brighter Living services. We're still taking on clients as long as it's safe and we know we can manage it. Our staff is just amazing. You know, we have these workers.
They have to be.
They are. We have these workers and these nurses and these CNAs, and they go out into the homes and they're mm-hmm. still grocery shopping for people, and they're still, you know, helping with what they need. Maybe it's making sure they have the medications they need and they're laid out and all of those things that, you know, other family members may have been doing for you, so you didn't need it. But now everyone's kind of social distancing, and you're like, oh, I mean, I need to go help my mom or my neighbor that I used mm-hmm. to, but it there's some risk that makes you nervous. If we can fill that, we're going to try to still do that. And mm-hmm. our staff have been amazing to just continue to go out into the homes and take every precaution and serve those clients that we still have. Our clinic is still seeing, you know, patients just like every other doctor. Mm-hmm. We still have people kind of out on the front line who are doing really critical need things. And if any of those staff are listening, you know, thank you for continuing to be committed to our clients and the people that we serve. And even those who are at home, they're still trying to get those wheels to turn where they can. And, you know, Dr. Gerald is a phenomenal doctor who has a great team at our clinic, and he is still serving clients and taking care of needs and going to the hospital and making sure to check on those who need. And we are so thankful for our staff who are just, they're stepping up and they're still taking care of needs, and we are keeping everyone's safety, but we're still going. So if you have a need that if it's that you're a senior and you find that getting groceries is getting more difficult or it's becoming a financial problem to get groceries, maybe you're on a limited budget and mm-hmm. some things have come up, I encourage you, whatever it is, give us a call, leave us a message. We will try to meet those. We've worked with a lot of churches in town that are also filling needs, and we kind of are coordinating and say, hey, we've identified somebody, you know, can you help? Or, you know, mm-hmm. great, can you help here? And so we're trying to also work with everyone in town and say, oh, we know exactly where that resource is. Let us show you where it is. So don't hesitate to call. We're here to answer, listen, even if it's that you're scared. We've had a lot of conversations from people who are just nervous, and we'll call and just chat and say, what can we do? And it may just be the phone call that helps.
You know, I can see that. Yeah. I can really see that, because as much good information there is out there, from time to time, there are folks who like to stir the pot and mm-hmm. maybe put out some misinformation. Yeah. And that can really be scary if you really don't know
yeah.
what to trust.
Well, and it can get lonesome. We're all doing it. We're all at home a little stir crazy. You know, we're not out. We're not doing the things that we're used to. And not everyone has a great web of support that they can just call and chat and have someone check in on them mm-hmm. and say, hey, how you doing? And get that emotional need. It's not just a physical need. It's a need to connect with somebody. And if that's you and you find that, you know, you may not have that and you just need someone to mm-hmm. check in emotionally with you and say, hey, yeah. how are you doing? Our staff is still doing that. Whether you were somebody who used elder care before or not, you know, we've identified people who just need a weekly check-in call. This is, mm-hmm. hey, how you doing? You okay? Has anything come up? It's all important. Your mental health, your physical health, all of that is important to us. So give us a call still at 918-336-8500. We'll connect you with what resources we do know. We're here to help where we can. Our building might be closed, but our staff, they're phenomenal, and we're still out there every bit that we can.
All righty. And what about your website and your Facebook page? Because I know folks are busy doing that these days. Web traffic is crazy good.
They are. So if you are like, what is this crazy lady on the radio doing talking about elder care? I don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. You can check us out at www.aboutelderCare.org. We're trying to keep it up. If we have any information about when our building will open, we'll post it there. But you could read each page, talk about the different programs we do have, so that when we're kind of back to normal, you'll know what we're offering. But our Facebook page, which is just Elder Care or Washington County Elder Care, we're trying to keep updates. Some of our staff have been, you know, recording at-home exercise videos you can do. Or our speech therapist has been putting out these really great videos about cognition. So here's some simple things you can do with cards or items in your home to keep your mind going, to keep you sharp. So we're trying to make sure that those who are at home who have access to internet can look at those and still be practicing skills that they forgot to think about, like, oh, I'm just watching TV all day. Well, turn it off for a second, and here's a really simple card game you can do that's going to sharpen those mental skills while you're there. We're trying to keep all pertinent information with the city out there, so we're trying to be there. We're having a presence, and you know, we love for people to also just comment on what they're doing and show us what you're doing at home. We're also a little lonely, and we want to see all of you too. I mean, we love when we get an email or a video from someone who's like, this is what I'm doing during my social distancing. And it brightens everybody's day, not just, you know, the person doing it, but, you know, we're all in the same boat. We're all here. And as a community, I feel Bartlesville has been phenomenal to those who are in need. And we're trying really hard to just stay connected. And that's just important for everybody.
Before we our time ends, I'd like to get the website information out there for the big, the bad, the barbecue, in case yeah. someone wants to virtually participate yeah. in a virtual barbecue that's virtually not going to be there.
It's not going to be there. Yeah, I'm not sure the best way to say, I guess, it's purchase a ticket to a non-event or something, but you can check that out at eldercarebbq.org. you can purchase the ticket there. If you don't want to go there, you can go to our website, which again is www.abouteldercare.org. Mm-hmm. There is a donate button. You could just make a donation of any amount right there on the website. So, mm-hmm. you know, you wouldn't have to buy the ticket. You could just make a donation if you wanted. Sure. You're also, for those who are listening who don't feel comfortable, you know, making donations online, you know, there's still a lot of people. You can send a check to Elder Care. There's someone there all the time, you know, check in the mail, and you just make it out to Elder Care and send it to 1223 Swan Drive here mm-hmm. in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We get it that way. It would be greatly appreciated. It would help us continue our critical needs there. But, you know, again, our biggest thing that I wanted to say is we're still here for you. We may not be in our building, but we want to be a part of our community and help where we can. So be sure to reach out to us if there is anything we can do, and we'd be happy to either fulfill the need ourselves or make sure it's connected with another organization who's already doing it and has the infrastructure and can do it better than we can. And we will pass on information.
And I'm telling you, that phone number still works.
It does. Yeah. It does. So again, it's 918-336-8500. Or if you are really into emailing people now, info at abouteldercare.org. It's a great kind of general email to send out. And then I get most of those. I will read your email. And if it's not me that's going to respond, I'll get it on to the right person. So we're still there to be, we're still there.
You're still there in touch.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, thank you very much for being with us
thank
today.
Thank you. And Tom, be safe out there. Good luck with bleaching your your studio
everything we touch gets bleached, man.
Absolutely.
I'm buying stock in Clorox, what I'm doing.
Well, I think you might be a little behind on there. And, yeah, and another yeah. thing is thank you to the groups on Facebook that are making mm-hmm. fabric masks. They've been able to provide our caregivers that are going to the home fabric masks to help, you know, both them and our clients. And so just everyone has been amazing. I mean, you would think you have a time to rise up as a community to the challenge or not do so well. And I feel like Bartlesville has risen up and has been supportive and loving and kind. And, you know, so if you're listening and you're a resident of Bartlesville, Washington County, then thank you for taking what you need to be safe and being generous and loving to every one of our neighbors.
Thank you again. You've been listening to Our Community Connection right here on K1, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Maybe this